We have returned our featured guest, Celeste Iacoboni. She is the editor assembler and one of the participants of How Do You Pray? We just heard a little bit about how she prays. And of course, I've had a chance to read a bunch of these, and we're going to do more here on the air. Celeste has some picked out. But I wanted to do, I don't know if you know, my spiritual name is Rudy, Rudraram. My friends call me Rudy.
Yeah.
And I wanted to honor you with one of my Rudy raps, okay? So so I'm just going to go for it. You relax and receive this, and then we'll continue. So this is in honor of the book by Celeste Iacoboni, How Do You Pray? A prayer to dare to discover core self so rare. A prayer not to be out there, outside myself somewhere, but here and now with a body bow to the moment that I am. That I have the capacity to love, to feel, that my soul presence is the real deal, with divinity at the wheel, steering and guiding as I remember who or what I am within abiding. My prayer is to be fully awake for heaven's sake, for Mother Earth to create peace on her plate. I pray to end this debate of this duality spate of me versus you in this grand cosmic zoo. I mean, who is who? Time to end the separation stew. I pray for all of you to know love and truth unified under one roof, humanity in unity as proof that divine love gives choice. As co-creators with a voice, to see, to touch, to feel, to hear, to choose love over fear, I pray that knowing is near and dear, for diversity and unity do I cheer. One quantum field of all that is, I pray you now know that, and make oneness your biz. Awaken, my friends, end the diz of hers and his, yours and mine. Enter the prayer field of unified divine. Let love and truth reign sublime, peace, joy, and ecstasy for all to find. Discover true self and the ego bind. I pray for us all to no longer be blind. One tribe now to find. So, a quick little piece for you, my dear.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, that was wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. I get to play with you that way too, you know?
Yeah.
So, let's dive a little deeper in here, okay? And maybe get you to pick one of your prayers out, and we'll just kind of go back and forth here. And I don't like to call these interviews anymore; they're conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So, what would you go to, and how do you pray?
Okay. Well, I'd like to read the prayer by Donna Thompson. How do I pray? I close my eyes and clasp my hands in front of my heart. I feel the warmth that fills my heart as soon as I do this. There's immediate presence. Sometimes I pray for something, usually the greatest good in any given situation. Or I ask for guidance. Or with trust, I turn over a situation to God, the light, the great mother, the great spirit, the Christ, whatever name arises in the moment. Or I just communicate with that presence beyond words and names. It's peace, wholeness, healing, and love. I open my eyes, light is everywhere. And I am in that radiant presence. Prayer is the reminder that we live always in a state of grace.
Mm-hmm. That's I love the last part about state of grace. When we learn to appreciate the grace of our moment, first of all, that we can breathe and live. And the other thing that I like what Donna said is about the greatest good. You know, this is an important aspect of, I think it's very Gandhian in some ways, you know, who implored us to think not just about ourselves when we ask for something, although maybe that's okay, certainly to be neutral, but how can it benefit somebody else besides me in this common field?
There are so many threads that run through these contributions and prayers. The thread of gratitude is huge.
That's a big one.
Yeah, Meister Eckhart said, if the only prayer that you say is thank you, that is enough.
Yeah. I read something early on. I'm trying to remember. I think it was called The Impersonal Life. It's a little black book that was published many years ago where the divine is speaking directly to you. But one chapter was called The Ascension Attitudes: Love, Praise, and Gratitude. Three elements that if you can build that into your life. And we'll talk about love a little bit as part of this too. But, you know, the gratitude part, for the moment, I think that propels you in an expanded way into the next creation or co-creation. Yeah.
When we wake up in the morning and open our eyes, there's already miracles happening. This is grace. We are alive in this incredible world, in these incredible bodies. And what else is there to say but thank you?
Well, I know somebody's out there listening, saying, I don't feel like a thank you right now because of whatever a dark night of the soul experience, as Mirabai Starr has translated St. John of the Cross and some so of others, you know, that we get ourselves into very shadowy, demonic scenarios and situations where we're not where we want to be for some reason. And maybe we've prayed. So, and I think this gets covered a little bit in the book, and maybe you would address it. What do you say to people who have difficult times and they've prayed for something and did not get it or think the prayer didn't work in the moment?
Well, there's a couple thoughts on that. Spirit works in incredible ways, and we don't always get our prayers answered in how we would like or expect them to be answered. One of the other threads in the book is Thy Will Be Done. So we pray, as Donna said, for the highest good. We pray for the best we can pray, for the best outcome. And then we surrender to Thy Will Be Done. There is something else happening here. And
you know, while you're on pause, of course, come back here. But I liked what Zalman said. Now, you know, Rabbi Zalman Schachter Shalomi, who is in the book, just recently passed away within the last, you know, week and a half or so. And in fact, later on the third hour, there's a little tribute to him by my co-host in the Age Nation Radio Magazine Hour, George Capinelli. But I just quoted this little piece from Zalman right out of his prayer or his writing, saying, people say to me sometimes, how come my prayer isn't being answered? And I tell them, you hang up the phone too soon. What a great line, you know? Mm-hmm. It's necessary to sit for a while and to get the action directive, the marching orders for the day. And then he goes on to talk about when the best time to pray is, although we don't need to speak about that. People choose that early morning, you know, maybe when there's a difficulty. But it's the cause and effect relationship of things, even like the laws of karma. You know, you might have to wait a few lifetimes to learn the lesson and get the answer from what you did and how you responded to a circumstance and how that affects your life. And maybe you would add anything you want to that too.
Well, and it isn't about necessarily having our prayers answered as we think they should be answered, but it is about how we are with what is, how we are evolving, where our awareness is in these heartbreaking situations that we all encounter in this life.
Yeah.
How are we with that? What do we do in that challenging situation?
Yeah, along my ways of studies, I studied with a kahuna for a year and a half, and one of the things we did at every, that we called them priesthood meetings, because we were working our way to an ordination as priests, which I spent a year and a half in that teaching. But we prayed. That was their way. And we'd gather in a circle and put our heads together, actually touched head to head in a circle. And somebody would offer up a prayer, you know. And we didn't know what the response was going to be, whether it was going to be that moment, that particular session of the evening that we were together. And I remember one of the prayers was to find out how to live life in relationship with a mate in unity, in marriage, you know. And what are the principles that I would need to know to create that? And it took about a week and a half during the middle of one of the best football games that I was watching that the download came. You never know when you're going to get it. And fortunately, we have VCRs. I could record the football game and set down at the computer. And this six-page document came through that I eventually gave to Elizabeth and said, here, this is my relationship request. You want to sign on? That's a longer story. So this is really probably one of the most important things that we're talking about, that what you pray for, or even if you don't pray for anything specific, the cause and effect relationships are different than what our finite mind or ego persona mind timelines are.
Mm-hmm. And we are in relationship with everything, with each other, with the earth, with this divine realm that we're talking about here. It is all a relationship. You and I right now, this is such a beautiful prayer. You and I here for each other.
Yeah.
And I think we answer each other's prayers.
Yeah.
We show up for each other in miraculous ways.
Yeah.
When we need each other, when we need to be heard and heart listened to and be there for each other.
Yeah. Well, let's take another break here. Celeste Iacoboni, the editor and collator and contributor, creator of this amazing book, How Do You Pray? And we'll see what the divine has in store for us in this multiple part conversation. So we'll do a few of these segments together.